The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation.
Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Joining me in the studio, Deja Dowdell with the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreations Department. It's so good to see you. I wish I could bottle your aura, like just your natural. When you walk into a room, you don't even have to say anything. Just you have a glow. So thank you. It's nice here in this studio.
Thank you, Jake. That is so nice. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And you're upbeat today. You got lots of excitement in your life going on.
I do. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, it's exciting time here in Pensacola. It's summertime. All the camps and all that are starting. We got bands on the beach and all this stuff going on every weekend here. So that's exciting too. I mean, it's just an exciting time.
Yes, it is. It is. And so I'm very excited about all of the things that we have going on. As Jake mentioned, you know, the camps are like our heart. You know, we have four mm-hmm. locations where we have summer day camp, and all of our youth come out ages 5 through 12, and they just have a blast. They go to the Baby Outdoor Pursuit Center. They go on field trips. They just have an amazing time. And so it's an affordable way for you to have a, you know, an enriching environment for your child. We have our police. I just seen it on my calendar, and our team over there put it, everything on our calendar. We have Fun Fridays with PPD, and they come on out to our camps and keep our kids company, and we have a blast. And so there's so much to do. It's so exciting. I know they did, the kids at Gold Point last year did a pie face contest.
Oh, nice.
With PPD, and they had a blast, and so they loved it. It was such a nice, great way to engage, and just, you know, especially with our community leaders, I think that's right. Very important to, you know, teach children at an early age, you know, about just city government and how it operates, and right. just and more so at like a youth level, so they can understand and that, hey, these are our, you know, community leaders. These are, you know, humans like us, and, you know, mm-hmm. they like to have fun just like we do.
Right.
And so it's actually a really great program. And so we are thankful. Shout out to Chief Randall and like our fantastic department over at Pensacola Police.
Mm, yeah. I know just, you know, being back on social media for a little while since last year, I've noticed, especially in those little short videos that they show, the reels or the whatever you call those things, there's a lot of like traffic stop videos and police related videos that sort of paint it as us and them. And,
yeah.
and that's what I love about what you guys are doing, and our law enforcement professionals here in this area. They just love to engage. They love to show the kids that, hey, you know, that we are people too, and we love to have fun, like you said.
Absolutely. I think that's very important, you know, just, you know, not even going into the weeds, but, you know, we really have to align the vision. And I think we do a wonderful job with that here in Pensacola, that, you know, we are hand in hand and allies. And like you said, it's important to, you know, especially at the youth level, you know, you want to teach them that early on so that they understand the relationship and how, you know, things are, and there isn't a fear, or because they're going to be exposed to social media as well, and they're going to see these things, but they right. can at least know, like, that's not how, you know, our department is. And mm-hmm. so it's different for us, because I went to camp and I had a great time,
right,
you know, with with officer, you know, and it also too, being able to see different genders as well. You know, you yeah. see the women in the department, mm-hmm. you see the men, and you could kind of like look and say, hey, I can see myself there too.
Exactly.
Yep. Because you never know.
Yep. Wear a uniform and serve the community. I mean, that's you know, we need to build back that respect and that, you know, just Oh man, the social media is so bad these days, but there's glimmers of hope, you know. It's starting to turn around. I feel that like 95% of people in this world are inherently good and they're ready to serve and will help you. And then there's that 5%, and that's all we hear about is that 5% around the world.
I know. I think the tough thing about it is, you know, I didn't always grow up with social media. You know, this is fairly new. And, you know, it's rapidly changing every day, and it will change and it will evolve from what we know it as now. And so we just have to kind of really be the storytellers and the content creators to really create that. So I'm heavy on, like, you know, if I see something I don't like, I'll tell it, like, no, I don't like this. I don't want to see this anymore. Mm-hmm. Or I'll type in something, like, everyone's like, on TikTok, the algorithm just shows this and I can't. I'm like, it depends on what you type in. And if you start watching the video, it's going to continue. So just change the narrative.
Exactly.
And, you know, kind of look for things that align with your values and your perspective, and then you'll see some different stuff, and hopefully those people don't get money or whatever, you know, and all that.
And the best way to keep your kids off social media this summer is get them in camp.
Yes.
That is so much fun. It's going to be a hot one, but man, there's going to be a lot of great camps going around.
No social media in sight unless, you know, our marketing team, you know, we're out there making sure that, you know, we're capturing all of the great things that that's going on, and it really is fun. I have such a privilege to be able to go and engage and see it. And I mean, like, we're talking catered lunches, you know, PPD Fridays, field trips. There's so much to do, arts and crafts, and we have four locations, and I'll let everyone know it's either at Gold Point, Woodland Heights, Fricker, or Cobb Resource Centers. And so, you know, you want to find a location that's nearby your home, but it's so community centric. We have amazing organizations throughout the area that come and really interact and engage with our youth, and we appreciate that. And it's a really affordable way to be able to keep your child occupied all summer long. We go and we follow the Escambia County School District calendar, so we've been going since last week, and we'll go all the way through August.
Great. I love that you leave no gaps for the kids. You know, we don't want to give them any downtime. Let them get into something. Get them interested.
For sure.
Talking to Deja Dowdell from the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation. If you have any questions, comments, this is a call or text in show, 437-1620. It's News Radio Pensacola. I am Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. Talking about how exciting the summertime is. I need to pull up the DJ Jazzy Jeff. I didn't have it ready.
We were talking about it last time. Summer.
Summertime. I'll pull that back up, because man, that is that. Once I hear that song, it's on.
It's official, and we're in June now. And the weather's getting warmer. Oh, which, speaking of warmer, we actually are doing a pool scholarship, and actually today's the last day. So if you do qualify, visit our website playpensacola.com for all of those qualifications. And just kind of check out, and if you don't qualify, but perhaps you know someone that does, you know, individuals with family, with children in their household, please do let them know and encourage them to apply, because we really want to ensure that our pools are, you know, our admission to our pools is affordable. And we would love to have everyone come on out and have a good time. We have two pools that are open. Cecil C. Hunter Pool, which just got a new pool house.
Nice.
As well as Roger Scott Pool. And so it's such a great time of year. Everyone looks forward to it. Our aquatic season typically operates from Memorial Day to Labor Day. And so everyone just has a blast and goes out and has fun. There's like shallow entry pools. There's water slides. There's a lot of different things that everyone could get into, but we want to make sure that it's affordable and accessible to everyone. So if you are interested, please do visit our website today. Do not wait and apply.
I just got asked about this the other day. Somebody was walking through and they're like, I got to take my kids out. Are there any good splash pads around Pensacola?
Yes, we have two splash pads. And so our splash pads are at Plaza de Luna, I believe. I want to say that it just came back up, so we're good. I know, so just for everyone tuning in, you guys hear it first and you're aware and know. So the way that it operates is based upon, like, the wind. And that's just how it operates. And so if, you know, the wind is too heavy, it will not shut on. So some people are like, this splash pad's broke. But it's really just based on the weather down there downtown. But we also have a second location over at Legion Field, and you could just press that button and turn it on and have a good time too. So that's over at over off of West Gregory Street, or again, Plaza de Luna downtown. Free. access, and it's fun, you know, great way for the kids to be able to enjoy themselves in the hot weather and have a good time. So typically those are open from 10 o'clock through 7 o'clock each day. Yeah. Our exact hours are on our website, playpensacola.com, where you'll be able to find out more information. Nice.
We do have a text from a listener. They want to know, are there any programs to teach swimming this summer?
Wow, that would be incredible. Mm. So what the YMCA actually operates, manages our day-to-day with mm-hmm. pool. I know that sounds like, wait, like what? But they do do the management for the admission and everything like that. Yeah, so you're going to want to contact them to find out if there are any opportunities to be able to teach swimming, because they do have swim lessons. I do know that. And so if there is any instructor mm-hmm. opportunities, they would be the ones to know. And you'll want to contact just the YMCA of West Florida. Mm.
Yeah, don't rely on Cousin Ricky to teach him, because he's just going to push him in the deep end and go swim like he did to me. I mean, like he would do.
You know, it's funny. I actually learned how to swim at summer camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4-H camp is kind of where I put it all together. I had an actual instructor that time, and they're like, no, you got to learn to breathe when you can breathe. And don't just, sink to the bottom.
I got tired of holding on to the sides. I just held on to the sides, and I watched everyone jump in. I was like, you know what? I was like 9 years old probably.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? I'm going for it. And I jumped right into 10 feet and floated right back up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, when you see somebody jump in that first time and you know, like do a cannonball or something, you're like, man, I've got to do that.
And after a while, you know, you want to get over your fear. So you're holding on and you're letting go. And you're like, okay, I'm coming back up to the surface. Okay, mm-hmm. I can do this.
Yep, just hold your breath and you'll float. All right, 437-1620. Let us know if you have any more questions or comments there. We talked a little bit about the scholarship for the pool.
Yes.
And affordability is big on everybody's mind. Everybody's, you know, seeing price hikes all over the country. And what are some more affordable activities this summer that we could get us and our kids into?
Well, we would love to have everyone out. Before we move on from camps, let me mm-hmm. start there. We also have sport camps, dance camps. Yeah. As well as yoga camp, and those are affordable opportunities as well. They're week long, so perhaps you may not want to enroll your child for the entire summer, and maybe, again, based on affordability, it's like, hey, I can only afford a week.
Yeah,
you know, it's reality, you know, for many families.
But and yoga camp, I mean, come on,
it's peace and serenity, and it's worth it. Then, and that's what I'm getting at, where you know you're gonna still have like a really enriching experience, and it's just, even though it's the week long, it's something that's memorable and you'll have fun at. Yeah. But if you want to keep things free, we also have movies in the park, and so we were supposed to have one last weekend. So this is good for benefit for families, because it extends it out in the summer a little bit more. Due to weather, we canceled last week's event. And so Saturday, the 13th of July, that's when the next show will be. And then we will have our final show on August 3rd. And so do stay tuned for that. We have tremendous sponsors that come out, and we have a great time. Wild Smiles, Pediatric Dentistry, Smart Smiles, or Orthodontics, and mm-hmm. so T-Mobile, and we have a great time on out there. My Pensacola Credit Union, and it's fun, so much fun, giving out goodies, popcorn, lots of fun stuff, and you can watch a movie for free underneath the stars.
Oh wow, that's amazing! I love stuff like that. This area is just amazing, especially in the evening times in the summer, because it's not as blazing hot, and you get these awesome sunsets, and when you've got stuff like movies and things to go do with the kids, it just makes the summer just really special. Everybody's going to remember that. Thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you so much.
How long have you been at the city of Pensacola Parks and Rec?
So it has been 4.5 years, and it's so crazy, because today is actually my last day.
Oh, I didn't want to give it away. I didn't know if you were telling everybody
it's
yet.
It's okay.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's been such a tremendous ride, and you know, thank you so much for everyone tuning in and you know joining us. Of course, someone from the city will still, you know, come and ensure that, you know, we give you guys all of the information, and mm-hmm. you know, we want you to still tune in, but for me and my voice on here, it will be my last day today.
Oh, well, we really appreciate everything you've done, and it's been a joy having you on the show.
It's been such a joy. Yes. Thank you so much, Jake.
Yes. I had some applause. Where'd it go? Oh, okay. So I got to go to play mode. There we go. I got some applause for you. Yay. Oh, man. So, exciting time. Lots of change, you know. Everything's kind of in a ebb and flow kind of thing going on here. So, you know, I wish you the best.
Thank you so much.
I really do. All right. So for people just joining us, you can go to playpensacola.com and find out information on all of the cool summer events going on for families and kiddos. It'll be all right there. If you have any questions for us today, I've got Deja Dowdell in the studio. It's her last day with the city of Pensacola Parks and Rec, and she's ready to answer your questions. 437-1620. All right. So, we've got the camps out of the way. What's coming up later on as we get closer to school coming back in? What have we got?
So we do want everyone to definitely place it on their radar, and you know, ensure that you are geared up and ready to go for our after school programming. That's, you know, we transition right on in and continue that care.
Right. Yeah.
And
you follow the calendar for the school system. Yeah.
Yes. And so that's important, you know, is you think you don't think about it immediately, but then it comes right up and you're like, oh no, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. And so we are here as a resource to be able to provide for you, to be able to, you know, have your child after school, you know, because for us adults, we work all day.
Yes.
And our youth, you know, they usually do finish school a little bit earlier. And so we'd be happy to provide your child with another enriching environment. But also, too, for our seniors, Pensacola Senior Games is coming up. Mm. And so that is a beloved event that takes place over the course of several 2 weeks here in Pensacola. And there's about 22 sporting events that are fabulous 50 and up can participate in. And so we want to put that on your radar because in September it will be here. And then, you know, you can register for your event all the way up until the day of the event, I believe, and participate. And so we are very excited if you're interested in sponsoring the program too. You know, this is the window and the time frame. If you're interested, just letting us know. We can ensure that, you know, you're engaging with everyone coming on out and making sure that you get that exposure for your participation.
Can you remember, especially probably, I guess, did you have middle school here?
I did.
Okay, I didn't grow up with a middle school. I had K through 8 and then 9 through 12. But I remember getting home at the latest 3 o'clock, 3:30, right? Do you remember when you used to get home?
Yeah, it was early. I felt like it was very early. Like, yeah. We got out of school maybe like 2:30, I want to say. Yeah. It was very early.
Nowadays, I'm sitting at my apartment on the patio some days, and the kids are getting off the bus, and it's, you know, after 4, almost 5 o'clock, and I'm like, whoa, these kids put in a long day.
They do. Yeah. And a lot of them, you know, maybe in like extension. I don't know what it is. Like, I know certain schools probably, you know, once I feel like as I got older, I was in school longer. Elementary, it's like super early. You see little kids, you're like, what are you doing?
Exactly.
But yeah. They get out early.
And a lot of homeschool now. You know, that's very, very popular.
You do see that. So. It is popular. And I think, you know, those are the benefits of social media where you do have that engagement and, you know, again, community involvement here at the level with your Parks and Recreation Department, because a lot of people are, you know, kind of like, well, if I homeschool my child, how am I going to have them engage with you know, youth? And so these are the benefits and opportunities that are there. And it's not just limited with like after school programming or anything like that. You know, we have Pensacola Sings, and that's in partnership with the Pensacola Children's Chorus. And we are, you know, that's an enriching program that will come back in the fall, and, you know, we'll be able to accept your child to be able to come out and participate for 1 hour a week. Mm-hmm. And you can learn different, you know, vocal musicianship.
Wow.
And enjoy that as well. And so that's something to place on your radar for homeschooling parents or parents with children enrolled in school as well.
Right. We're getting some texts in here of support. Best wishes and blessings to Deja. She is a natural on the air.
Thank you so much. Thank you all. Yeah.
Keep them coming. 437-1620.
I'm gonna cry.
I know. It's so special.
I really do appreciate that. And it's been such a pleasure, like, serving our community. I can't thank you guys enough for being so wonderful.
Yeah.
You made my job a true pleasure. Thank you.
I bet. Yes. 437-1620. News Radio Pensacola. It's a Pensacola Expert Panel. Sort of a bittersweet, happy, sad day. But man, I really wish you the best. And thank you. If you have any questions, we've got a few moments left, about 5 minutes here. 437-1620. What else? The after-school programs. I was thinking about that. It's like when I got home, my parents made sure I had a drum set in the garage.
So that's
basically what I was going to do from, you know, around 3 to about 7 or 8-ish sometimes when they got home. So yeah, parents do put in a long day. So we didn't have anything like this growing up where I was from because we didn't have a Parks and Recreation Department. We were just out in the country. I mean, we, you know, Parks and Rec, that was our backyard basically. So kids don't know how good they have it here in this area with all these activities.
I find such tremendous value in the structure of organizing your parks and your resource centers and, you know, providing programming that benefits families. And it's not just limited to, you know, kids. It's adult programming, you know, whether that's basketball or, you know, organized basketball league or softball, kickball league, or just coming together for, you know, there's crochet classes over at Sanders Beach. You know, all of this information, too, I do want to share. We have an activity guide where from season to season on our website, you can access it. Or if you visit one of our resource centers, you can get a physical copy. But on our website, playpensacola.com, you go to programs and events. You can download the latest activity guide and find out specific classes that you may want to participate in. It could be Zumba. It's really just about building community, and that's very important. And I think Pensacola does a phenomenal job with doing that and making sure that the resources are available. You know, you have beautiful facilities where you can have a wedding, you can have a family reunion, you can really, you know, come to our Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center and rent a kayak for as low as $15. I don't know anywhere where you can do that and get out on the water. And I mean, our team over there, Paul, Dylan, the Dillons, there's two. I call them the Dillons. There's one who's Aussie, and there's a like Australian, and then there's American Dylan, but the Dillons. But they're so phenomenal with being able to provide information and insight on anything that you may need to be able to just, you know, be responsible in the water. And they're led by Paul, who has a phenomenal volunteer program. And, you know, if you wanted to organize your group or as an individual to come out and, you know, help clean up our parks or even just participate in some of the things that we do throughout the year, that opportunity is there.
Wow. And you can find all that at playpensacola.com, right?
Yes, sir.
If I had two Dylans in the office, especially if one was Australian, I'd have to call him Dylan. Like, there's Dylan and Dylan.
Dylan.
It almost sounds like Darlin. 437-1620, let us know if you have any questions or comments about what's going on. You can always check out playpensacola.com for a list of activities and all these events that we've been talking about. What are you most excited about right now? What are you looking forward to?
I am most excited about, you know, it's we're seeing a lot of organization change in our department and across the city. And so I'm excited about just the many things that are going to continue. We just opened up Bruce Beach.
Oh, yeah.
And phase two is coming, and I'm so excited about that. We're going to have a blast.
You're going to come back and visit often,
absolutely,
right?
Yes. Okay. The beaches are here, so.
Right. And Atlanta is not that far away.
It isn't.
Right up the road there.
It's a quick drive.
Yeah, always come by the studio and jump on the mic and let us know how you're doing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
It was great to see you. We'll be right back with the Boat Show, Boat Smart with Stephen Schmidt right after
this. Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Golf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.